This is Melissa Patrick at the 2026 Holmes County Fair for WKLM. I am with Mason Hager, who is one of the auctioneers for the livestock sale coming up on Thursday and Friday. And so give us a little preview of coming attractions here, Mason.
Oh, yeah. Man, we have a great lineup of youth exhibitors that worked extremely hard all summer. Us as auctioneers get to showcase their talent, in terms of showcasing their talent in, having us auctioneers sell them for them. These kids worked so hard in terms of all summer. Some of these kids have their projects for almost a year, and some of them have them, majority of the summer. As an auctioneer, you feel special, get to be able to sell those projects that those kids worked super hard for. We're selling the champion market goat, champion steer, ducks, turkeys, rabbits, and the pigs. And man, it's an opportunity to be on the block and work with a good group of guys and ladies at the desks and all that kind of stuff, and I'm just beyond excited.
Now, as somebody who was one of those kids selling creatures, this is kind of full circle now.
Yeah, it is. And honestly, man, it's kind of give or take, to be quite truthful, because, like I said, you work so hard and, you have a bond with those animals. And, this is the end of their time, and it's the end of, 4-H time, and you have to say goodbye. And to be quite truthful, that was probably the hardest thing, and I vaguely remember probably one of the greatest memories of, when I was in 4-H, it was my second or third year in 4-H, and I got to auctioneer my animal for the first time, and I remember my grandma sitting in the crowd and ends up buying it, and that was the last time she bought something for, the grandkids, and, having that special moment was absolutely incredible. And then coming back down here, selling, my cousin's animals is very full circle. And, given that opportunity, going from an exhibitor now to an auctioneer is just, it's life-changing and incredible.
And we see the prices. They're unlike any other fair in Ohio on what the community comes out and puts out for these animals for the kids.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the community, Melissa, to be quite truthful, we wouldn't be doing this livestock deal or having a county fair. With these businesses coming out to support agricultural youth is absolutely insane. It's beneficial. It's cool to see these business owners that were in the same shoes as me, when they were kids, buying livestock, showing livestock, and now buying it. And like I said, if it wasn't for the local businesses and corporations and stuff like that, we wouldn't have a junior fair, or we wouldn't have buyers or these extreme prices that these kids get to walk away with.
Now, any auctioneer secrets on how you get people to get their bid to go higher?
I really can't say, honestly, because, we kind of go within, what our ringmen say. If we hear them screaming, we're going to try to jump the bid as quick as we can and get these kids more money. But, no, there's really not any secrets, because, we kind of have to follow a law and a standard so we don't get our license taken away. But, man, hey, yeah, man, I wish all these kiddos the best of luck, and I'm excited to work with a great group of guys from RES Auction Services to Kaufman Realty and Auctions. Great group of young and older gentlemen that we get to work with for 2 days straight, selling the dairy products all the way up to the market livestock.
And it's good to see the auction companies come together to do this.
Yeah, because, we are very two, competitive, realty and auction companies, and to have local companies like that work together to benefit these kids is it's very heartwarming and very cool to watch.
Well, thank you so much, Mason. That was Mason Hager, who is one of the auctioneers for the livestock auction on Thursday and Friday. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM at the 2026 Holmes County Fair.